As I said, Tesla and Andor thought they were helping Sumanula through the next step of her evolution. But the gravitational force of Sumanula grabbed hold of this little moon I'm on, Santalor, and started pulling it in. Tesla and Andor tried to shut down their oscillators, but they had gotten so hot, they couldn't. Well, I wasn't aware of that at the time. I was on the other side of Santalor, wondering how to get off, when I noticed something approaching in the sky. First, I thought it was a bird of some sort, kind of looked like a vulture. But then I realized it had awfully short wings for a vulture. In fact, it looked kind of like... Kapoor? What are you doing flying around up there?
I have achieved enlightenment.
Oh, yeah?
See? I am levitating.
Yeah?
I can even turn upside down. See?
Whee! Oh, yeah.
I can even do loop-de-loops. Watch me. Woo-hoo-wee!
Very nice. Come on down to my level, Kapoor.
This is much better than Jumper Jack foot springs.
A little closer.
And now I, Vodai Kapoor, can simply float down and...
Gotcha!
I didn't do it!
Do what?
I don't know!
Oh, yeah.
Why are you squeezing my neck?
Habit, I guess.
That was no way to treat an enlightened being.
You're not enlightened, Kapoor.
I was.
No, you weren't.
I was until you squeezed it out of me.
Oh, how did you learn to levitate?
With my superior mind focus, combined with many years of yogic discipline, a strict macrobiotic diet...
Macrobiotic diet?
For spiritual growth.
Well, what is that? You eat holy macros?
Very funny, Ruby.
Okay. Again, where did you learn to levitate?
From Father Mojo.
What? Where?
Up in the mountains.
He's here?
He has a retreat.
Father Mojo's on Santalor?
Yes.
He'd know how to get us off this moon.
I don't want to leave.
What are you doing wearing El Morya's turban? You stole that from Andor.
I borrowed it.
You took it. Why are you jumping up and down like that?
I can't levitate anymore. Now I have to walk in my bare feet.
Aw, where's your jumper, Jax?
I left it with Father Mojo.
Aw, well, next time you levitate, you better bring your shoes, just in case you meet me.
Yeah. As soon as I get focused, I'm out of here.
Yeah, well, don't forget, I can always bring you down.
Oh, are we quaking?
I don't know. Better hang on to your turban, Kapoor, because the landscape's coming apart.
Here we go again. Oh, no.
My name is Taru. T.J. Taru. I was stuck on Santalor, that mythical moon. I had been investigating a city of glass when the earth started to shake and the city started to shiver. Xandero and I hightailed it back to a gazebo that held an ancient Nulian telephone machine. I followed Mr. Z's instructions and mentally visualized a small chair in the Café Garçon back on Sumanula. As the city of glass splintered all around us, we activated a machine and teleported right smack into the Café Garçon. Yeah, I hit that chair square on. Woo-ha!
Woo-ha, Taru.
And who was sitting across the table from me but Egad, my old reptilian nemesis.
Are you finished, Taru?
Not yet. I'm narrating. I was almost skinned by that slimy lizard back on his reptoid planet. And the fact that Egad had immigrated to my planet was more than my liberal tolerance could abide. I decided to settle it once and for all.
Are you finished now, Taru?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Woo! Woo! Ha! Woo! Aha! Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Yes! Yep. I was getting pooped parrying Egad's incessant repulse.
Aha! Uh-huh. Oh, wow! Uh-huh. Yeah! And that! Oh, get that! Ooh! Ha! Ooh! Ha! Ha!
What do you say we take a break?
Oh, no, I'm just warming up.
Warming up, huh? Warm up that cold blood of yours, eh?
We reptilians are melted for our stamina.
Well, I sure could do with a quadruple espresso. Garzon, a quad S, and make it quack. Now, where were we?
Let's see. Right here, Teru. You dropped your foil.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll just
pick up. I don't think so.
You don't?
The game is over, Teru.
That's fine with me.
You give up too easily.
Well, I made my point.
But I haven't made my point, Teru.
Oh, your point is sticking against my throat.
Do you remember when we had our encounter in the Museum of New Gay Paris?
Oh, yeah.
You shocked me.
Oh, that.
And I died.
Yeah, but I took it back and I just lunked you on the head.
What you are saying is, you spared my life.
Good point.
No, not at all. You humanoid Newlians would do something asinine like that, but not any self-respecting reptoid.
Well, what do you want to do?
We could have been friends, Teru.
Well, why don't we just make...
Quiet! It's too late, Teru.
Well, we can always bury the hatchet.
Bon voyage.
What? What was that? My God, is that Francois's head?
It is indeed, my lord.
Are you the Francois?
Oui.
Francois, my faithful robot friend who sunk with a sinking ship.
The same, my lord.
But I thought you were blown to bits.
I was, but once again, the French spirit, she prevailed.
Yes, but...
As my parts, they blow all the pulp, I hear the voice of Mother France. She called to me, Francois, remember, whatever happened, do not lose your head.
Vive la France!
Vive la France!
Vive la France! Vive la compagnie!
Yeah!
But tell me, Francois, how did you get here?
I rolled all the way.
You rolled all the way?
It was not so easy.
But you were at the bottom of the ocean.
As I say, it was not so easy.
This reunion is very touching, Teru, but I'm afraid it's too late.
Oh, too late for what again?
So, took advantage of my distraction to retrieve your foil? No matter. Aha! We'll see how long you can sustain your... Ahas!
Oh, wow! Watch these slimy rappies! Counter Paris, Professor!
Oh, shut up, you filthy little... And stay out.
That's Francois' head you just kicked.
I would gladly have kicked him somewhere else, but that's all there was.
Whoa, why, you foppish reptilian cur.
You nilly-naggy Newlian nitwit.
You can take that, why, you wordle-wasted, wanton, whangy whacker.
Hangbacker. Why, you thimble-nosed, snoot-snagger, scotty-potty.
Scotty-potty? Why, you frumpy, frivolous, frizzled, faggot, busted fist?
Busted fist? How dare you? Why, you Mycenaean, molly-coddling milksop?
You licentious leechy!
You vacuum, allure, vitriolic, veritable, volvulous, venner. Bull, give up?
No! You Procrustean progesterone pickled proglotted placenta!
Pickled proglotted placenta?
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty bad, huh?
Oh, dreadful.
Well, sorry about that.
Let's just fight, shall we?
Fine!
The vibrations are lessening, but we're picking up speed. We're approaching Summa Nula awfully fast.
What excitement, hey boy!
What's gonna happen?
Andor, this is that special moment in life when your destiny and your destination are about to collide! Ha!